Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, March the 9th at Tampa Bay Downs. I'm Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Kaelin's Director of Wagering Development. And they have three graded stakes races that make up the first three legs of their late pick four that we're going to handicap. Jim, will start with the grade two Hillsboro. Fillies and mares four and up on the turf at a mile and an eighth. Chad Brown shows up strong in all of these races we're going to talk about, including this one where he has two entries that look to have live chances. How did you see the Hillsboro?
Yeah, but sometimes you look at a Chad Brown, you know, three or four entries in a race, and he's got a lock. I don't think there's any lock in this race. I think it's a great race. It's probably the most evenly matched race of the sequence we're going to talk about. You've got, in this race, is a grade two, $225,000, which is not a huge purse, but you've got Market Segmentation, grade one winner, Aspen Grove, grade one winner, Fluffy Socks, a grade two winner, and got beat ahead in the Matriarch for a grade one race to Diana last year. And so you've got some really nice horses competing here. Elusive Princess ran the QE2 last year at Keeneland, only got beat 2.5. There's some great horses. And Star Fortress, you can't leave that horse out for Sherry DeVoe. So as you can tell, I'm going to go deep here. I thought Fluffy Socks was probably my lukewarm pick here just because she has run three times in 2024 with mid-90 buyers. I think she might be due for a breakout race like the Boston Spa last year or 2 years ago at Saratoga. She's been so consistent her entire career. She's 5-for-23 lifetime, but with 9 seconds and over $1 million earner. Her turf numbers are incredible. And she gets Adorette Ortiz, the best jockey in Florida, goes over to Tampa to ride her. Chad Brown, trainer. Hard to argue against Fluffy Socks here, except for the fact that it's a very deep field. Market Segmentation for Chad has been off since last July. Obviously, something went a little wrong with her after the Diana run, but if she gets back to that Saratoga Belmont form, she's going to be tough to deal with, and he gets them ready off a layoff. Aspen Grove, as I mentioned before, for Jack Sisterson. Jose Castellano takes the mount, and this horse has been off since October, but won the Belmont Oaks Invitational last year at 1.25, so certainly the distance won't be any problem here for Aspen Grove at 6-1. Maybe Morning Line might be a price. Elusive Princess for Arnaud Delacour, and Star Fortress on the outside for Cherie DeVoe. Very lightly raced filly in the U.S. has only had two U.S. starts, and one of them was a win in the Cardinal Grade 3 at Churchill by 10 lengths. Got to go deep in here. Fluffy Socks, I think, is going to be my pick, but got to go five deep to start off pick four.
I ended up taking Star Fortress in here. I actually picked this horse in a race at Keeneland in the fall meet, and he scratched out of it, or she scratched out of it, and then felt vindicated when she had that smashing U.S. debut down at Churchill. Just a clunker in the subsequent start, but she's had really good works for Cherie DeVoe since that clunker, and so I think she's more likely than not to run back to something closer. I don't know if she'll get to that 110 buyer, but something closer to that. So I'm going to take her on top, but it's not anything close to a single. Elusive Princess was fourth in the QE2, and that was a really good field, and she won a grade three at Saratoga, so kind of like Elusive Princess. And then the two Chad Browns, I like Fluffy Socks, who was a close fourth in the Pegasus race. Market Segmentation's been off since July, but we're talking about Chad Brown, and so he can have one ready off a layoff, so got to use both of those. So I'm going four deep on the pick four. Star Fortress is the lukewarm win pick for me. The grade three Florida Oaks is next on the card. It's on the turf as well at 1 1/16 for three-year-old fillies. And I went strong with the two Chads in here. I took Dynamic Pricing on top. Source won her debut and then ran an 86 in a grade three when finishing third next time out. So showing really good form. Weigh the Risks. I remember looked really good in her two starts up at Saratoga. She hasn't been out since then, but it's Chad Brown and Arad Ortiz. So you get the two Ortiz brothers on these two horses. If you want to go deeper, I think Style Points for Clement merits a long look. At last time, an 86 buyer was impressive, and she finished ahead of Dynamic Pricing that day. And Austere, it's Brendan Walsh, and this horse was fifth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, beaten only a couple of lengths, and had a nice win at Kentucky Downs before that. So I'm going to use all four of those on my pick four ticket with dynamic pricing as my win pick. How'd you see the Florida Oaks?
Austere is my win pick. I thought those races, the one in Kentucky Downs, you got a two-year-old that wins at Kentucky Downs by three lengths off that tough course, coming out in there off just a maiden win at Ellis Park. She's a really good two-year-old filly. And then she went in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf at Santa Anita, lost by two lengths. She was a good field, and at 12-1, so she outran her odds there. Comes back here for her three-year-old debut in 2024. I think she's got a big shot to knock off the Chad Browns. So I'm going to take her on top. Hopefully I get that 4-1. I'm not going to use Weigh the Risk. I thought those numbers from Saratoga coupled with the layoff, she'd have to really jump up to beat these other three horses that I like. Dynamic pricing is the better Chad Brown as far as I'm concerned, because she's had a race this year at Gulfstream, almost won the sweetest chant. And then the other horse that I'm going to use is Style Points, coming out of that same race for Christophe Clement. Big jump in buyer points from 70 to 86 in a two-month period. So her three-year-old debut was her three-year-old debut was extremely impressive. And if she takes another step forward, she's going to be tough to handle. So I'm going to go three deep here with one Chad Brown, dynamic pricing. But Austere is my pick, and I think Style Points has a shot as well.
Let's go to the Kentucky Derby prep that headlines this card. It's a grade three, the Tampa Bay Derby for three-year-olds on the main track at a mile and a 16th. And this is a race that I had a little trouble finding a strong enough case on the ones that figured to take the most money. So I ended up looking for a price, but let's see who you took first.
I couldn't get very creative here. I thought No More Time, coming out of the Sam Davis, led wire to wire, was not impressed, didn't put the field away, but got up by two lengths and won by a length and a quarter, set a reasonable pace at 46-3 and 110-4. And the horses just didn't catch him. He takes a step forward from that. He's going to be tough to handle. And the other horse I used is the Chad Brown Domestic Product, coming out of the Holy Bull, who only lost by two lengths to Hades and Domestic Product and Fierceness. So, for Fierceness, he beat Fierceness. He finished second, only got to beat two lengths to Hades. And he got some trouble at the start. So 87 Byron in his three-year-old debut is impressive as well. I really couldn't get past those two. I don't see the other horses stepping up that much. George Weaver's horse comes off a maiden effort at Gulfstream, but he's already lost to Domestic Product. So I just couldn't get very much. I got a 7-5 and an 8-5 trying to get through this leg. I couldn't see anything else stepping up and getting up to compete with those two. I think it's a two-horse race.
I found myself just not being all that high on the two favorites. No More Time, I actually picked last time in the Sam F. Davis, was like 10-1 and got bet down and had a nice win, but it was, I thought, nothing special. Speed figure was like an 80, so it was, I think, his best, but just by a slight margin. It wasn't like he made a, you know, really sharp move forward in that race. So that got me kind of looking for somebody else. Domestic Product ran behind Hades in the Holy Bull, and Hades was a very impressive winner, but it was a really slow pace that day, and Domestic Product was 14-1, and Fierceness clearly didn't run his race, so I just think maybe Domestic Product, somebody had to run second maybe that day, and so the speed figure's solid, so that's probably who I should pick, but I ended up going with his stablemate, Good Money, at 15-1. So this horse debuted at 7 furlongs and broke from the rail, and neither one of those is easy to do, and it was at Tampa. And, you know, if a horse is going to, you know, win at 7, breaking from the rail, they're probably usually going to do it just, you know, gunning out of there and just going to the front being too good for them. Instead, this horse, you know, broke solidly but was in behind horses and then in between horses. And I just thought was very professional in the way that he was able to ease out and take charge at the top of the lane. The horse that came running late to him is a real highly regarded Pletcher horse. This is Chad Brown here for Calumet. And the thing that really kind of convinced me to take a shot with this horse, they put a Red Ortiz on him. So second time out, and they go get the Red Ortiz. Speed figures mediocre, but it was just one race. And this horse has a pedigree to stretch out and be better. So the fact that I wasn't sold on the favorite had me looking elsewhere, and so I ended up settling on a 15-1 shot. Probably won't get that price, but you get a good price on good money. And then Sturdy, I'm going to throw on my ticket just in case that improvement last time in the speed figure is something that is legit and he's just gotten better off the layoff. So I'm going to put that one on my ticket as well. I mean, it's a good trainer and a nice improvement last time in that buyer figure. That gets us to race 12, a first-level allowance on the turf at a mile to 16th. Phillies and Mayors 4 and up. And I'm just going to go with the two Chad Browns in here. Startup mentality on top. I had post position 12 last time at Gulfstream in a stake, so I'll forgive the inability to get up in that race. And then Not in a Million Years showed steady improvement through her starts for Chad. And so I'm just going to go with those two to round out my pick four ticket. How'd you see the first level allowance?
Pretty much the same here with two Chad Browns. I did use a third horse, and it may be just my affinity for Vincent Chaminot, but I think Sue McGahee's filly Where's Emma is a little bit intriguing to me. She ran last July at Colonial and broke her maiden, her debut at Monmouth. A horse came back in surge capacity, wound up being a pretty good filly last year. And then they voided the claim for some reason, so she had some issues, but she comes back for Shug, decent off the layoff. Chaminot takes the mount again, who rode her at Colonial, just in case the two Chads aren't as good as I think they are, especially startup mentality. I'm going to throw in Where's Emma at a price because I got a little money, and it's just my long shot, and I like Vincent Chaminot. And he's actually 6-for-20 at Tampa, so he's running 30%, not a bad jockey percentage.
All right, let's get to the pick four tickets. I'll go first. 1, 2, 7, 8 to begin for me. 6, 7, 10, 11. And these are just in numerical order, not in preference order. 4, 5, 7, 10. And then 2, 3 for a $64 ticket. I didn't want to go too heavy on the budget for this ticket because I don't think it'll pay any big number, most likely. How about you?
I went even cheaper. 1, 2, 4, 7, 8. 6, 7, 11, with 5, 7, with 2, 3, 5, and that's a $45 ticket.
Best of luck if you're playing the Tampa card on Saturday or somewhere else. Make sure you have funds in your Keeneland Select account. Has got a Derby prep just about every week coming up as we head toward the Run for the Roses in May. Good luck this weekend. We'll see you next week for our next edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.